This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Chinese trade deal framework may not be as bullish as it seems. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
With the lack of government reports we've seen during the shutdown, the ag marketplace is desperately searching for any news to react to. The Chinese trade deal framework provided a decent shot of energy to the market prices, but the deal may not be as bullish as it seems. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said it would be difficult for China to follow through on some of their commitments within this deal.
Well, I think anything we get is obviously going to be good in our estimation. The problem that you have when it comes to looking at these numbers is, you know, you go back and you say, okay, well, 12 million tons before the end of this year. That's a lot to pack in, considering they have been already buying Brazil and Argentina beans. We don't know the exact time frame as far as for delivery on those, but that is something as far as them buying it. It just means that they're going to buy it in the next 2 months. It doesn't mean they'll necessarily take delivery until maybe January, February, or March.
Additionally, it will still be difficult for the U.S. to compete with Brazil since the value of their currency, the real, is still declining. While the situation has improved, McBride said the current tariffs are still going to be a roadblock for trade.
And then obviously we do still have some tariff situation in our way, even with China coming in and saying that they were going to alleviate some of the export tariffs or the import tariffs for U.S. goods. They still left the soybean tariff at 13%.
For more information, visit allendale-inc.com. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and get those 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.